Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Let's wait.
Okay.
Randala.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
We'll be starting momentarily.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir Serura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagbenu tacharenu nora. Kufrei Shayan, Sentet Nun. Na gibor torshei yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkacha, Tamid Gamlem. Bet Tet Resh, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael. Adata Het Kuf Pet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geah Lamcha pene zokre kedushatas Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shim Kufav Tzadiyotav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will do this utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Noseyavon Wafesha, V'chata'av V'nakei. Now we will connect to the various verses of the Tanakh that relate to the energy of this year and previous years. This year, 5777, is the year of the goat. There are two verses that we utilize to connect to this energy. The first that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse, when we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute it into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will study connecting to the energy of the year of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year concealed within it. And the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai, Yohei Wahei, Eloheichem, Tadebaku kasher asitem, ad hayom hazeh. We're now going to study for the year of the pause, 5776. And there are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rakat kohanim hayulimat willo yachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav le'itkadesh be'ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei, La La Hei, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo, Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Reka Ha. The second verse connecting to this energy of pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ibiya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first of three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. Kamalo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam pasher yidchabe sham wishavtem elai el nachon wehalachti itchem wechayayim yeshno. Varet v'chifasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse in this year, connecting to this year of 5775, is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'al yom ru'ayo. And then the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, the verse, there's only one verse, is Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam timakom liyami liyisrael untati vishakan tafta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu. Bene avlala anoto kasher barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day of the 28th day of Adar, Rabbi Samuel Halevi Klein of Boskowitz, Rabbi Moshe Chevroni, and Rabbi Yichiel Michel Gutfarb, and Rabbi Mordechai of Lekovitz. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayikra. We're going to read section 3, or start with section 3. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When you click on that, it will open up to the list of all of the parashas. If you scroll down to the third book, the first link under the third book is the Parashah Vayikra. And when you click on that and it opens up, you can scroll down to section 3. And we'll start with Pasuk 35, but first with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkin te bit hilu. Urhimu udhilu udhilu urhimu. L'yachta l'shem yud he bavav he. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kananei aleinu maasei yadeinu kananehu. Rabbi Yehuda amar ichlu reyam. Shetu v'shichru dodim ilein kol marei. Divava vilala deit besamu kulu deit beraku kachada dehamisudata demalka mit tanyayan kola ve'ematai Achle kulu Peshata de Malka ate Chade vialda Malka it chade Vechade le matronita Pekad meta levatar Kulu achlan vachadan. The translation, Rabbi Yehuda said, eat, O dear ones, and drink, drink deep, O loving companions. These are all those who sob and wail, for they are drawn from the left column, and the judgments of the left column prevail over them. Wherefore they constantly sob and wail. This is because they were all sated and blessed together on the day that the tabernacle was erected, for they all enjoyed the king's feast, which is the central column. When do they all eat? When the king comes joyously. Therefore the king is made happy, and he first gladdens the queen. Then they all eat and rejoice. My commentary. This pasuk is esoteric. We all know people who find it difficult to accept life's pleasures. These people constantly complain about physical items like food and drink, and not having a large home and many other items that are truly blessings. This is the meaning of sob and wail, in my opinion. The spiritual principle is that one can only receive pleasure when they are in the central column. This is what happens when one transforms the desire to receive into the desire to receive in order to share. Each person is then in the central column, since one cannot actually gain the right column, since we are left column creatures. Pasuk 36. Rabbi Abba Amar Yichlu Reim Shetu V'Shichru Dodim Eileni Nun Shit Dekamran Ve'ilein Inun Dikti Behu Haviyani Ha'melech Chadarav V'gomer Shetu V'shichru Mehahu Yayin Deraydei L'kola Rabbi Elazar Amar Kol Inun Diltata T'kewan De'inun Shit it barkan, kulu dilstata, nit barkan. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, eat, O dear ones, and drink, drink deep, O loving companions. These are the six extremes of Zeranpin, which we have stated. Regarding these, it states, the king has brought me into his chambers. Drink deep, O loving companions, alludes to that wine which satiates all. This is the illumination of Chokhmah, which is called wine. Rabbi Elazar says about all the lower beings, the angels and souls of Briah, once these six extremes of Zeranpin are blessed, all the lower beings are blessed. My commentary. This verse is also esoteric. Why does the verse imply that once the six lower sephirot are blessed, everything is blessed? This is the difference between potential and actual. Once the light flows to the sephirot, that flow will always continue and eventually will feed malchut. Eventually, human beings will do teshuvah and remove the separations between yesod and malchut. Pasuk 37. Rabbi Shimon Amar Kola Shapir Aval Razad Mila Iglu Reim Leela Shitu Lushifru Dodim Letata Marlea Rabbi Elazar Maninun Leela Umaninun Letata Marlea Yaut Shailta Tatar Ila'a Te'inun Biachadu Data Behed Vavta Delamit Parshan Le'almin Ilen Igrun Reim Aidiktiv Venahar Yotse Me'eden Ve'eden Ve'ahu Nahar Lamit Parshan Ve'almin Ve'ishtekahu Ve'almin Biruta Ve'achaduta Ve'hedvavta Shetu Veshikru dodim ilain inun letata dikrun dodim lezimnin yediyan vehaukimna. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, all this is fine, but the secret meaning is eat, O dear ones, above, and drink deep, O loving companions, below. Rabbi Elazar said to him, who are those above and who are below? And Rabbi Shimon said to him, you asked well. Above refers to a lofty place where they are in unity and joy, and they never part from each other, the supernal Abba and Ima. And these are called dear ones. Thus it is written, and a river went out of Eden. Eden, Abba, and that river, Ima, never part. They are always in goodwill, unity, and joy. Drink deep, O loving companions, refers to those below, who are called loving companions, male and female, which unite at certain times, during prayer, on Shabbat, and festivals, but not constantly as do supernal Abba and Ima. And this has been explained. my commentary. This verse is clear as written, in my opinion. When Hashem looks down, he sees only unity and oneness. When we humans look up to Hashem, we see fragmentation, notwithstanding the idea of one God. Unity will only truly occur when we can look up and see oneness and not fragmentation and separation. Pasuk 38. Tachatzi be'inun ilai ketivahu akila belashatia memtet mandit leyagarbe techamra akila baya ugin de talman Shara tamra damin tira kiti behu akila uinun tata e divayain shahu kiti behu shatiya dehakol nitiyan shahu Vayayin minachala Tiamika vialda behilen Akila uvilen Shitiya ilen Reyin behilen dodin. A translation. Come and see. With regard to those above, Abba and Ima, we find written only eating but not drinking. And what is the reason? It is because one who has bottles of wine needs to eat. And since there, by supernal Abba and Ima, is the preserved wine, therefore eating is mentioned by them. Yet in regard to those below, male and female, who are in need of irrigation, drinking is mentioned, for all the plantings need irrigation from the deep river, which is Bina. Therefore, in regard to the ones, it is written eating and the others drinking. Supernal Abba and Ima are called dear ones, while male and female are called loving companions. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. The code words always need to be understood. Pasuk 39. Al Rabbi Elazar Itchazei deha dodim Avivuta inun Amainun tatae alinun detavin Ledavela mishtachin Tadir ikru dodim Veinun de mishtache Tadir vila mitkas yain Vila mitfarshan Da min da ikru reim ve'al ilen dodim ve'ilen raim ilen biruta ve'achaduta tadir ve'ilen betivuta lizimim Vadahu shalemuta tekola beginde titbarach ki ukden chedbavta bekulhu almin. The translation. Rabbi Elazar said to him, it appears that the loving companions are in love. So why are they below? And Rabbi Shimon said, Male and female, which are lower than Abba and Ima, desire one another, but are not always together. Therefore, they are called loving companions. Supernal Abba and Ima, who are constantly together and are never concealed or parted from each other, are called dear ones. Therefore, the dear ones are in goodwill and unity constantly, and the loving companions are in desire at times, but not constantly. The eating and drinking stated in the verse are the completion of all, in order that the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, be blessed. Then joy prevails throughout the worlds. My commentary. Have you ever asked why animals have periods of time called being in heat for their procreation, while humans do not have this kind of cycle? The desire can be kindled at any time. It is because man is meant to move and bring messages between all the worlds, not just the physical world. Pasuk 40. I should add, at least that is my opinion. Pasuk 40. Rabbi Hizkiyahu kim, hai kira bekar benin, begin de inun seudata, de malka lekarba, kameya umit hanyan, mineya marehon. Dinin umit pasman kuhu vishtakach ted bavta bekola. The translation. Rabbi Hizkiah explained the verse, "Eat, O dear ones," as referring to sacrifices, for they are the king's feast to be offered before him, and the masters of judgment enjoy them. All are sated, and joy is found amongst all. My commentary. Who are the masters of judgment? They are the left column, Sephirot. Pasuk 41. Rabbi Acha Hokim Chai Kira B'Shata Dialat Shekinta L'Mashkina T'Ishtakahu Birkan B'Chedvan B'Kol Avialat Shekinta B'Kala L'Chupa Ukten Ishtalimu Yisrael etata Ve'itachadu Ve'ya bekucha berichu Ve'ara ha'idiktiv Ve'asu li Mikdash v'shakanti V'tokam ukdein ilaye V'tata it besamu. The translation. Rabbi Acha explained the verse, "Eat, O dear ones," as referring to when the Shekhinah entered the tabernacle, where there was blessing and joy everywhere. The Shekhinah entered the tabernacle like a bride to the chuppah, to the marriage canopy. And Israel then achieved perfection below and were united with the Holy One, blessed be He on earth. Thus it is written, "And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Then the higher beings and the lower beings were sated. My commentary. The verse is clear as written. Understand the message. Malchut has a desire to be close to Hashem, the spiritual level. The spiritual level has a desire to be revealed in the physical world. The perfection of unity can only take place on the physical earth. Is Shabbat perfection? Look at the letters of Shabbat. They are Bat Shin. This means that the daughter must be united with all three vavs of the Shin, which is formed from three vavs. What are these three vavs? They are the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Learn this well. This is also why almost no one knows how to keep the Shabbat perfectly. That's the end of section 3. Does anyone have any questions? Section 4, the flowers appear on the earth. Verse 42. Vayikra el Moshe, Rabbi Shimon Patach, Ani Tzanim Niru, Varetz et Hazamir, Higiya v'kol hator. Nishma b'artzenu, ha'kira itpeya, v'istachla kewan diktiv, niru baretz, mehu diktiv, nishma b'artzenu, tehabachad aretz sagya, ela hanitzanim. Eleni nun natiyan diakaran kuchabrihu vishati ilon biyatara ahara vaitra viyahu bintiyata kadapek parhin. The translation. And Hashem called to Moses. Rabbi Shimon opened the discussion with the verse. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing bird is come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. This verse must be examined. It is already written appear on the earth, so why does it state it again? Is heard in our land. It would suffice to mention the land once. And he answers, the flowers refer to the saplings, which the Holy One, blessed be He, uprooted and planted elsewhere, where they grew as plantings, producing flowers. My commentary. The first use of earth is explained as Hashem uprooted trees from other worlds to plant them on the surface of our world. Pasuk 43. Niru v'aretz dechai eretz mit barkan minai hu katka. Hazeu mai ihi eret kadisha eret ilaa eret vadai et mitazamir higia eden liachra shultanuta diriv revei. Imein dila yishletun, behu b'Yisrael, b'shatad v'itkam, mishkena. The translation. Appear on the earth, that land Malchut was blessed from them, as is proper. For now Malchut is blessed from Zerantin and Bina. And who is it? It is the Holy Land, the supernal land, Malchut, which assuredly is a land. The time of the singing bird, also the Hebrew word translates as pruning, is come. Means that the time arrived to uproot the dominion of the ministers of the nations, so that they would no longer have power over Israel. This was the time when the tabernacle was erected. My commentary. These code words are being explained, and this pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 44. V'kol hator nishma v'yartzenu da'eretz diltata v'yachasinu Yisrael al yada v'yehoshua manhu kol hator da'huch tayar ila adiz devag Ima kad bina shalomo be machtisha vitalatata ukteni tatar kudsha barichu baitro kachad kechatan vikalakada Seina urina benot zion bamelech shalomo v'gomer. The translation. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. This is the land below, which Israel inherited through Joshua. What is the voice of the turtle dove? It is the great guide. The Hebrew word is tayar, and is similar to tor, meaning turtle dove. Who shows the way? This is Zerantin, which is called Torah, which coupled with Malchut when Solomon built the temple below. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, was beckoned with His crowns, the mohin of the first three sephirot of Ima, which are called crowns, as a groom with a bride, as is written. Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown, with which his mother crowned him. My commentary. The crown is the Keter. King Solomon is crowned with the crown representing kingship. Crown in Bina represents the three higher sephirot of Bina. Why is there a difference? Because we are still in process in the level of Malchut. When the process is complete, both will be the same. Malchut will be the same as Bina. Pasuk 45.
Besifra diagata amar kol tator tatorah shebe alpe de torah de diktav ikre torah sitam torah shebe alpe ikre tor kada avayiker Vayikra dashalimu v'dalal haki v'vana okimna kimadi itmar v'haki hu.
The translation. In the book of Agadah, it states that the voice of the turtle dove, the Hebrew word tor, refers to the oral Torah, which is Malchut. For the written Torah, which is Zerantin, is simply called Torah. The oral Torah is called Torah, as you say the variants, Vayikir and Vayikra, where Vayikra implies perfection, while Vayikir does not. So Torah too is perfection, which is Zeranpin, and Tor is Malchut, which is not as perfect as he. I have explained it as I stated, and so it is. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written. Pasuk 46. Tachatze kad nachtat shakin ta lemashkena ketiv kalot Moshe chatser vav kalat Moshe vadai v'ukmuha b'aval raza demila kalat Moshe da Knesset Yisrael Wikola had mila umalka ila it marke one de iter kam mishkena taim Moshe levar amar la it haze leme alela birshot. Birshuta miyad v'yikra el Moshe man v'yikra dahahiyo t'deveta de'ilahiyo ahiyo kukala t'kobeta birshuta Dila vadaber Hashem Elan Elav Ahudi Ikre Kol Ahudi Achid Be'a Moshe. The translation. Come and see. When the Shekhinah descended on the tabernacle, it is written, Moses had finished, the Hebrew word is kalot, without a vav. The Hebrew word kalot was apparently spelled in their Torah without a vav, for she was certainly the bride, the Hebrew word kalat, of Moses, malchut, for Moses is the level of Zeranpin, as we have explained. The secret of the matter is that Moses' bride is the congregation of Israel, Malchut, and it is all one matter which was addressed to the supernal king, which means that Moses is the secret of the supernal king, Zeranpin. When the tabernacle was erected, Moses stood outside and said, it was not proper to enter without permission. Immediately called to Moses, who called, she to whom the house belongs, that is the bride, Malchut, to whom the whole house belongs, and literally, and Hashem spoke to him, refers to he who is called voice, Zeranpin, to whom Moses is connected, for Moses is the chariot to Zeranpin. My commentary. Again, this verse is clear as written, along with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. That's the end of the section 4. Does anyone have any questions? We won't be able to finish section 5. In the time left. So does anyone have any questions as this is the end of our class? I remind everyone that Rosh Chodesh Connection, our Rosh Chodesh Connection, will be Monday night at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow morning at 10:30, we'll continue our preparations for the holidays. I also remind you that every day, starting Tuesday at 11 a.m., there will be a half hour to 45-minute session where we will take control of the various months of the year, and this will progress for the first 14 days of Nisan. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Shalom. Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov to all.
Okay. Thank you again.